You are about to listen to Domain Cleveland's podcast. Thanks for tuning in at domainseattle.com.
So this ain't gonna be like one of your normal interviews here.
Okay.
Because
I have popcorn.
You brought popcorn?
I brought popcorn.
I've got nuts.
Great.
So we've got nuts.
We're in good shape.
You know, it's been a little humid, so, you know.
Lovely.
We got this. First, let me just talk about your performance yesterday, doing the Star Spangled Banner. You know, I'm a 20-year retired Navy veteran, and I was up there in that lounge, took my hat off, and I'm standing at attention, goosebumps. It was amazing. And then the way they did the video with the flag in the background.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, you didn't get to see it.
No,
I was
going to
ask you, did you have any of your people record that? And you might put it on one of your social media.
No, my people are all right here.
Yeah, yeah.
and it was on the right on the side of the stage.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, I think it is.
Is it up there? Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for your service.
Thank you very much
for that. And for your kind words afterward. It meant a lot to me for you to say that.
It was just everything that a military man would want to get ready to go back. I was ready to re-enlist and go back in. Chop the hair, and I'm actually donating my hair this week, but that's another thing.
Well, then you could re-enlist.
Yeah, I was ready. I'll go back and just keep playing that for me, and we'll storm whatever castle we need to storm. But another thing I wanted to talk to you about, you know, when I came home, you know, I ended up becoming a single dad. I have two teenage daughters that I'm raising by myself.
Okay.
So being a woman that, you know, you picked your craft growing up, what got you into, you know, guitar? And can you talk a little bit about that? What's been your inspiration and motivation?
My dad.
Yeah?
Yeah, my dad was the one that got me my first guitar, got me into playing, taught me my first chords. We're related on my dad's side to Johann Strauss, the composer. So
okay.
I have a long line of musical background.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Everyone
awesome.
Thinks it's a stage name. It's not a stage name. It's my actual name, you know.
Okay, so it's like, you know, in the genetics and stuff, basically.
Yeah,
so it's
totally
passed down. Oh,
it's
okay.
Totally, like, you know, and so my dad taught me, you know, the beginning of it, and then I just sort of took off on my own and started learning everything I could.
And it was like, I mean, something you're passionate about, so you just, you know, hard work, dedication. Now,
absolutely.
You know.
Luck is like, what happens when hard work meets preparation. Wait, when preparation meets opportunity, that's your luck right there.
So what kind of advice would you have for, like, you know, your like 16 or 13-year-old self right now?
Don't read the comments. If you're listening, don't read the comments.
Don't read the comments on your social media.
Don't read the comments.
Everybody's, you know, keyboard
YouTube,
warriors.
Yeah, the keyboard basement warriors that never leave their, you know. It's tough, man. It's tough as a female musician. Don't let anybody tell you it's not, because it's tough. There's going to be a lot out there. There's going to be a lot of stuff out there you have to fight, a lot of battles you have to fight that nobody can fight for you. It's just like the gym. Nobody can do your push-up for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
As you know, nobody can do your push-up for you. Nobody can fight these battles for you. This is stuff you have to do on your own. So just be strong. Don't take no for an answer. Get it done.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to, you know, both my girls 16 and 13 right now.
Yeah.
So those are the ages that I'm dealing with. And just like, you know, social media and everything, I didn't have that growing up, you know. So
right.
It's like 10 times worse. I'm trying to be, you know, coming from 20 years in the military and then raising two daughters, trying to be compassionate, you know. Like the things that don't seem like a big deal to me are huge to them. And I'm trying to nurture and support, you know. And my 16-year-old's just been, you know,
it's hard being a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah.
It's
tough. So, any kind of words of encouragement you'd like to give them?
Well, I'll say it as a story. When I was 16, I had already been on tour for a year. I was in high school still, so I wasn't on tour for the whole year, but I had already toured. You know, I started touring at 15. I had already done Warped Tour. I had, you know, I was doing all this stuff. You know, I had my band. But nobody in my band went to my school, you know, like I didn't have a lot of friends. I was a weird kid in school. I hung out by myself and played guitar. And I think about it now, you know, I'm really active on my social media. I interact with people a lot, and I meet all these people that, you know, not even digitally meet all these people. We have so many of the same interests, you know, we like Star Wars and Ninja Turtles and Steve Vai and, you know, Racer X and all this stuff. You know, you meet people out there that are like-minded. I think, man, I didn't know anybody. When I was 16, I didn't know anybody that liked the same stuff as me, you know?
Exactly.
And there are people out there that like the same stuff. You just have to find them and meet them, find that kindred spirit, you know? But until then, it all does get easier.
A lot of times it's like, you know, I've learned myself. It's like we think we're unique either in our flaws or in our strengths. A lot of times we think we're just so unique. And, you know, we are to an extent, but at the same time, it's like you just, you know, if you look and keep your heart open, you attract the similar people that are the same things. And that's why I try and encourage my daughters with too, you know.
Exactly.
And it was just like, you know, it was a real honor watching you perform, getting
Thank
to meet you.
You
and have this conversation with you
Thank
right
you
now. I know it's probably not your basic, like, rock and roll type interview thing.
It's better.
But I knew when I saw you that I wanted to.
So I'm very thankful that it wasn't the same old thing.
Yeah, I'm coming at it from a selfish perspective right now because I want, you know, what advice would you give to, like, me being the father for, you know, to help my daughters out?
Well, let me say this. You know, my parents were not like a lot of parents, and I imagine you wouldn't let your daughter go on tour without you now.
Yeah.
Most people wouldn't. I was lucky enough that my parents saw what I wanted to do at a young age and let me run with it. So really just, you know, I don't know if I'd say, yeah, go let them go on tour with no supervision, but if you find what it is they love, just help them cultivate it. Help them cultivate it and create it into a career, because I get to do what I love every single day. I play guitar on 6 continents. You know, I played in front of 1 million people 2 years in a row, a couple, you know, last year, year before, whatever year it was. And I got to do that because my parents were, you know, cool enough to say, if that's what you want to do, go do it.
You know, that's awesome that you say that too, because just this past like week and a half, my 16-year-old's been going through this transition where originally she wanted to do this. We got this like program with our high school that she can go to like a vocational school half the day and learn a trade. And she was first all about like doing exercise therapy, you know, it was like she wanted to do it. But then I noticed as the year went on and you know, it's getting closer where it would start next year, that wasn't her thing. She's always kind of been a dramatic flair stage girl. She loves choir, and she tried out really hard to get into the drama team for next year at school. And she said, Dad, I really don't want to do the exercise thing,
she
the trade anymore.
She got to me on stage.
But I was afraid to say that to you because I was afraid how you'd react. Because I was, you know, at first all about that. I'm like, hey, you're going to earn a good living, this and that. But now I'm like, I said, honey, I want you to find whatever you're passionate about.
Yeah.
And you just go for it, and it'll all work out. As
Absolutely.
Long as you don't quit. You know, don't let if the doors get slammed in your face, you kick them down, you keep going, and don't quit.
Hard work and dedication is the best gift you can give us.
Yeah, and that was pretty much just this past week with my daughter before coming out here. So I think this was like a confirmation.
Me. Yeah,
you know, having
wish
this
her best
talk
of luck
with you.
From me.
I will. And thank
Good
you
luck.
So much.
thank
you.
You
Can
much
I get one more picture?
Yeah.
You have just listened to Domain Cleveland. Thanks for tuning in at domainseattle.com. Please subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcast and Google Music.